tonight.
In your tests, in
In
your
your test,
tests.
yeah. In your test, yeah. You
See,
have to go
there's my
Zvez
topic.
and your Gimel. And tomorrow you're going through Zion in Chaf.
Okay, you're right. We'll do a couple tonight. That's a good idea. Okay, Yud Aleph. Yeah, continuing with Rosh Chodesh. This I got this Shiloh today. I can't even count how many times I got this Shiloh today. Yud Aleph. Shokach Rosh Chodesh of Chol HaMoed Yalav Yaveh B'Shachris. If you forgot on Rosh Chodesh or on Chol HaMoed Yalav Yaveh B'Shachris. Even though you didn't remember about that, you forgot Yalav Yaveh until after you done Musaf. Meaning, either you mentioned Rosh Chodesh or on Chol HaMoed, you mentioned Chol HaMoed. You have to go back and daven Shachris, like we learned yesterday, that when you forget Yalav Yaveh, it's as if you didn't daven, so you have to go back. And if you forgot about it, then you are mashim and tefilas mincha. That's the way the kitzur paskins. That's the pashat the psak. But the Magen Avraham brings a shita that says that you do not go back to shachris. Why? Because once you mentioned that it's Rosh Chodesh, which you did in Musaf, so then there's no reason to go back to shachris, right? And because of this, so the psak that the Mishnah Brura says is that you go back and daven shachris again, but with a tanai. And the tanai says, if you have to daven again, so then you're davening again. And if you don't have to daven again, then you're davening as a nedava. So hopefully this won't be nageya to anybody tomorrow, but that's the big tumult about this din. Okay? So, but the kids are passing straight up. You have to daven again. Yud base, meaning if you step back Yishmon Esrei and then you realize, whoops, I forgot Yalav Yaveh, so you can't go right back into it. You have to wait enough time to walk Dalet Amos, which is really not long. And he brings in the footnote. So should you say Baruch Shem Kvod Machasoy L'Lamved? That's what we learned a couple weeks ago, that if you mention Hashem's name in vain, so you say Baruch Shem Kvod Machasoy L'Lamved. So you're supposed to do that here? So he says no, because it is not considered a batala. It just you didn't daven the proper davening, so you have to repeat it, but it's not considered bracha levatolas, and you don't have to say Hashem Sosa Tiftach either, because it's considered all part of your original. It's your original davening. Yud Gimel Sheyotziva Shatav B'Tfilas Halachas. Let's say the Chazan made a mistake. Ein Chazan Mitzvah Alshenis. He does not go daven a second time. Why? Because the Tziva is going to have to wait for him. Elasaymech Al Tfilas Yisbal B'Kol Ram. He relies on the Tfilah that he says out loud. B'Lachein La'achir Chazar Satfilah Yamer Alikai Nitzar. Yasiyah Shalav Psiyah. So if the Chazan is going to be relying on that, then he should say Alikai Nitzar after he's finished Chazoras Hashatz, which is a little difficult to do because there's no Tachnun. So I'm not sure when he's supposed to do that. But if he made a mistake in the first three brachas, meaning for Merda Tolam, Mashurachah, Merda Goshem, and he remembered before he finishes his davening, where it's not going to be such a tircha, so then he should go back. Yahsav Yisrael should go back. You dial it. Be on a tiny.
What is a lekain tzar?
What is its extra tefillas?
What is it? Parash Manasseh? Is it not?
No, it is not. It's really not. But if you say you leratzen, if you say the second, meaning it's not part of it, but it's additions to Shmanasseh. So therefore, until you say the you leratzen, or until you have in your head that you're not saying any more tefillas, so then it's still considered as if you're in middle Shmanasseh.
Why you have to say the mice? Why was it say the second time?
Okay.
Maybe say it later.
You're right. That's true. You're right. I don't know. I hear that title. What do you have to say it for? I never heard of anybody doing this, but then again, nobody really ever announces to people that he forgot Yalav Yaveh.
There's not be tichet tzibur also anyway.
Right. No, I thought maybe after he says the Ha'aseh Shalom before Aleinu, maybe he says it himself. I'm not sure. I hear. Okay, Yudal. B'yom Atayinus, B'yom Atayinus, Sibur, B'yom Atayinus, Yochid. And when you hit the Chol HaEs Tzar V'Tzuka, those words, Yisayim Ki Atah Shemeya. If you forgot Anino, if you didn't remember until you finished saying Baruch Ata Hashem Hashem Yatfila, you don't go back. At the end of the Lekainitzar, before you step back, you don't say Baruch Ata Hashem. We're saying you liratza. And if you didn't remember until you were your feet, you don't say it at all, which I'm not sure why not. Just say it. What's the big deal? Why can't you say it? What's the loss? Right? And then also, I was wondering if you forgot Yalaviyavai, so we don't say you have the option to say it, let's say at night. During the day, you have to go back to Shemoneh Esrei, but at night, it doesn't give you an option to say it before you, Lerotzim. Okay, that's the end of today's, but you're right, Natoli. It's very long tomorrow, so then let's start at least one or two. So Simon Chav. Din Chazoras Tfila Shliach Tzivur Ubay Yud Beis Ifin.
You did one for tomorrow already. Your dal was tomorrow already.
You serious?
Yes.
What's a pshat?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, so let's just continue. So Aleph, Kesha Pesea Shliach Tzivur Mitfila Shabalachash. A lot of Chazanim don't know this, then. When you take the three steps back from your Silas Manasseh, Oymid bin Mekoymer, Kashir Hiluch Arba Amos. You stand in the place, the amount of time it takes to walk four Amos, and then you go back to his place. Meaning the Chazan should not be taking a stroll when waiting for Chazor Shashat. Oymid Balachash, Hasem Svalsai Tiftach, you say it in a whisper, even though there are those that say it loud. And everybody has to be careful to be quiet and to listen well to be mechavin to what the Chazan is saying. Anybody do this? You don't have to answer. Meaning you don't have to answer whether you do this or not. I don't know if I ever did this in my life. I don't say that with pride. You say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai and Amen on every bracha the way it's supposed to be. Afilu lilmaid aser b'shasha shliach hatziva chayzer tefila. Even to learn, you're not allowed to. However, there are shitas that say that you're allowed to learn if you don't verbalize. So there are, for those that do learn, there is a mayra heter for them, but it's really not the accepted psak. Because the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed. Ain't Tzarich Lemish Etzrichin Lizar Mesicha B'Teila. Of course, if you're not allowed to learn, then it goes without saying that you're not allowed to have idle talk. Umisha Nekoloi and Yeshli Lamoid Kemoi Shu Ba'atzma Mispal Shmona Esrei. And if it's somebody, it's easy for somebody. What he should do is he should stand as if he himself is davening Shmona Esrei. Or with closed eyes, or to follow along the siddur, what the shliach tzibur says. Ktsas, I mean, that would be the ultimate, which you see chashuvim do that, but it's not, doesn't seem to be what people do. Now, the reason why you have tzadim to be mekel nowadays is because the chazaras hashatz is meaningless, ba'atzim. We only have chazaras hashatz nowadays because people. Because that's the minig, right? But it was really instituted when you had people that didn't know how to daven, which Baruch Hashem we don't have anymore nowadays. So really, it's just a minig. So that's where you get into the making the like yeshivas do. They have what they call hoichi kedusha, and why people think that there's more of a heter to learn, etc. Ksas nagin shelachik kedusha cholzen tefillin sharashim nichin tefillin derenu tam ba'isin shaloi kedin. There are those that they figure they use the time of Chazor Sashatz to switch from Tefillin Shel Rashi to Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam. That is not the proper thing to do, right? Because you shouldn't be busy with other things when during Chazor Sashatz. I always end up cleaning my glasses during Chazor Sashatz. Probably also not the right thing to do. I figure sitting around and listening, I might as well clean my glasses, but probably also not the right thing to do. All right, short and sweet. Everybody should have a good night and a good Chodesh.